Greetings, Rex Libris on air. This is J. Douglas Barker. The book title is Sagebrush and the Smoke Jumper. And joining me from Colorado, where this author lives and has experienced some of the contents of these books that she has written in the series, is author Joni Franks. Welcome, Joni.
Good morning, Jay.
Good to visit with you. This your book is unique in several aspects. It has, I'm guessing, some fantasy in it. Obviously, if the deer are actually conversing with humans and other things, but it is a book of about 38 pages. I wouldn't call it exactly a children's book. How would you describe your series?
Well, thank you, Jay. It's good to be with you this morning. I'm told by my publisher, Ex Libris, that my books have an appeal to not only young readers, but some adults as well. These books are perfect for young budding ecologists, environmentalists interested in preserving Mother Earth. This book might also have an appeal to any brave and fearless firefighters out there or those who have a dream of becoming a firefighter.
This particular book was reflects on the Hayden Pass fire that happened, I guess, within 10 miles of your home. Is that a good way to describe the foundation of your book story?
Yes, it is, Jay. As you said earlier, I live in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, and the Hayden Creek fire was a wildfire which was ignited by lightning on July 8th of 2016 in southern Colorado, and it broke out about 10 miles from my home. This fire inspired me to write the book Sagebrush and the Smoke Jumper, which is my third book in the Quirky Tales book collection. I watched as my community came together in ways you might not imagine. As events unfolded and the fire gained strength, I was moved to write a story that teaches a life lesson showing that even on the darkest of days, good things can happen.
Excellent truth. You are a creative, obviously. How long have you desired to share your creative talent?
Well, I only had the opportunity for the last year and a half to do that. I've published 3 books in 12 months. So before that, I was in the business world, but this is the best thing I've ever done in my life.
It sounds very fulfilling. Who is Sagebrush, your key character?
Sagebrush is my dog, and I would be remiss to not give her credit. It's probably important to say that the inspiration for the character of Sagebrush comes from my real-life dog, Sage. And I believe combining the storybook Sagebrush with a real dog will imprint a pathway in the readers' minds, taking them from the real world into the imagination of the storybook character. And at the end of each of my stories that I write, I have a photograph of my dog, Sage, that relates to each different book adventure. For instance, this book, Sagebrush and the Smoke Jumper, I took her to the top of the Hayden Pass, which is probably about 11,000 elevation, and had the picture taken at the burn scar of the Hayden fire.
Beautiful. Juniper Berry, who is that character?
Juniper Berry is a shun, and the shuns were introduced in my second book, Sagebrush Meets the Shuns. And Juniper Berry is an orphan shun. She's been made homeless due to the giant tree-cutting machines. And she's a key character in this book.
And what is a shun, and who is a shun? That's you have.
Well, the shuns were introduced in Sagebrush Meets the Shuns, and that book teaches awareness of the plight of the vanishing forest and deforestation. In that book, Sagebrush Meets the Shuns, the little dog wanders off into the forest and meets these tiny people who live in the tree hollows who are known as shuns.
Ah.
And the shuns have retreated to the deepest recesses of the forest due to the giant tree-cutting machines that are clear-cutting the woods and using the timber to make things that the humans need. So when the loggers begin to destroy the actual trees that the shuns call home, Sagebrush comes to their rescue. And Juniper Berry in the third book is a homeless orphan.
This in the third in the series. How would you describe the progression from book one to book three? Is there? I know you have carried forward some of the main characters, but are there other elements that you have added that are unique?
There are. Well, my first book is Quirky Tales, Tales of a Tailless Dog Named Sagebrush. That introduces Sagebrush, the puppy who is born without a tail, and with the help of the kind young ranch woman who's not let being a girl stop her from achieving her dreams, Sagebrush learns to overcome labeling and bullying from her dog peers. And that story centers on overcoming fears that others can put upon you just because you look different. It also addresses preconceived notions about women being ranchers and achieving goals most generally left to men. So each of my books has a lesson based on kindness and love and is very timely in this world that we're living in. So with each book, I choose a different theme.
And these are gentle messages. They're not, I wouldn't say militant, but they're there to open the reader's eyes to another way of thinking, perhaps than what they have grown up thinking, or perhaps introduce them to some other aspects of life.
I agree. I always try to depict a story that won't scare the children, and actually in one of my recent reviews that was brought forward, that it's a great way to tell a story without fear, but yet teaches the lesson. If I could, I'll use a quote from a review that I just recently received in the last month from the U.S. Review of Books.
Absolutely.
How they put it was, Franks has created this enlightening story using her beloved dog, Sagebrush, who lives with her in Colorado on her cattle ranch. The author writes in order to motivate others to join her in her quest to end deforestation and conserve the Earth's precious gifts. Franks uses this story, inspired by the actual Hayden Pass fire of Colorado in 2016, to teach new generations how important it is to respect the environment and use safety measures at all times to prevent natural disasters from happening. She also demonstrates how good can happen from bad circumstances by incorporating her fascinating character Juniper Berry, the Shun. Although Juniper Berry was orphaned due to deforestation, she finds a wonderful new home on the ranch with the kind young miss and others of her kind during this devastating event. So I have to say thank you to the U.S. Review of Books for this lovely review.
Well, that's a great commendation. Absolutely. Well written. You have three books. You have wonderful illustrations in those books. Did you use the same illustrator in all three efforts?
They are all consistent, and I've, chosen Raquel Rodriguez. I would be remiss not to mention her beautiful work. She is an illustrator for Ex Libris and has done a wonderful job. We are both on the same page. It's been a successful collaboration to share with Raquel the character images and the scene depictions I've envisioned, and then see her transform them into imagery. Also, she received a lovely review from Pacific Book Review regarding her work, and if I could, I might read that.
Oh, please do.
Thank you. According to Pacific Book Review, they put it like this. One illustration in particular caused me to pause and admire the skill of coloration, as on page 14, artist Raquel Rodriguez painted the orange and black of a fire in the distance. So realistically, it reminded me of what I witnessed just a few weeks prior to writing this review with the fires in Northern California. These illustrations, along with the skill of wordsmith Joni Franks, create this engaging children's story, making this episode of Tales of Tailless Dog Named Sagebrush to once again become an excellent addition to any youngster's library. For a puppy without a tail, Sagebrush now has three published tales and looks as if there are more to come. Thank you, Pacific Book Review, for that.
Beautiful. Joni, how long does it take for you to come up with a storyline and then create it? Is it something that just flows, or do you have to really agonize through the details?
I really don't agonize too much. I have my fourth book ready to go, and it will be coming out this year. With it, I did struggle a little bit with the ending, but once I went through several different scenarios, and in the end, the scenario I picked came to me, and it was simple. And it flowed, and it was much better than the other one. So generally, these stories come pretty quickly and only take me a few months to get together in words.
Describing your books, are they basically under 50 pages in general? Is that a general a way to describe your writing?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, they're usually around 32 to 38 pages. My fourth book is a few more words in it, but with the illustrations, they're 38 to 38 pages. So they make a good book if you're reading to your children at night. You know, you can read just a bit and then pick it up again the next night.
Beautifully done. Third in the series, Sagebrush and the Smoke Jumper. My author, Joni Franks. Joni, my listeners need to get a copy of this and add it to their library. How do they do so?
Oh, there's many ways. First of all, I have a website, www.jonifranks.com, and my name is JoniFranks. So they can follow the adventures of Sagebrush there. There's also a link to purchase the books through my website. I have an author page at Goodreads, and I've done several giveaways there. But the book collection is available for purchase through Exlibris, my website, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online vendors.
And I'll also mention, listeners, if you don't have access to either of the above, you can ask your local bookseller, and they can also order it in under the author's name, Joni Franks, J-O-N-I, as she mentioned, and Franks, F-R-A-N-K-S. They would be delighted to do so for you. You mentioned you've got a fourth book in the series coming out. Is that soon to be released, and do you have a title for it yet?
I do, Jay. The fourth book is entitled Sagebrush and the Butterfly Creek Flood, and it will be out this year. I would say by summertime it will be out. It has an environmental theme as well, and what follows fire but flood, and the powerful debris flow from last year's fire and the lack of ground vegetation gains momentum, causing a flood on Butterfly Creek, and it demonstrates the powers of Mother Nature. Also, there is a theme in this book of equality and the message that all lives matter, as there is a harrowing rescue effort of humans and Shuns alike.
Phenomenal. Well, that sounds like another exciting and mysterious fable, or actually based on a true story book that's coming out in the Corky Tales. Have you been tempted to maybe expand your horizons and target a larger, older audience? Is that anything that's might be coming in the future?
Well, I would love that. You know, I'm asked a lot at book sales events, you know, what is the age group? And actually, I have a 5-star review on Amazon from a 65-year-old woman.
Incredible.
Who loved it and related it to her own story of her corgi that she had herding her neighbor's goats. So I don't know. I like to keep my message for the children. My real goal in life is to provide a message for a new generation. It may evolve into something for adults, but it hasn't at this point yet.
Beautifully done. Thank you again, author Joni Franks, for joining me today and sharing your story. And again, you can find this book, Corky Tales, or any of the Corky Tales series, on all of the major booksellers' websites and also on hers. Thank you again, Joni, for joining me today.
Thank you, Jay, and I hope everyone will enjoy Corky Tales.
Fabulous. For Ex Libris On Air, this is J. Douglas Barker.